Now, let's pick it up where we ended off before our break. Okay. Let's pick it up here in verse 19. Okay. Verse 18, it says, "The saints of the Most High shall receive the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever and forever." Now then, verse 19. Notice how this ties in the very first scripture that we started in Daniel 10 and verse 21. "Then I desired to know the truth concerning the fourth beast, which was different from all of the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails were of brass, and devoured and broke in pieces, and stamped the rest with his feet, and of the ten horns that were on his head, and of the other horn which came up, before whom three fell, even of the horn that had eyes and a mouth, speaking very boastful things, whose appearance was greater than his fellows. And I watched, and that same horn made war with the saints and overcame them." That's the papacy. Has to be. "Until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High." Okay. Now, here's where they may say that the Father comes to the earth at the beginning of the millennium. But it doesn't say that he came to the earth. "Till the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High, and the time that the saints possessed the kingdom." So, we don't possess it without the Father giving it to Christ and Christ giving it to us. So, in that sense, he came to fulfill this prophecy. He didn't come to the earth. Doesn't say he came to the earth. "Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon the earth, which shall be different from all the other kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall trample it and break it in pieces." And you look around, everything, especially in the West, everything except maybe some parts of the Orient, are patterned after Rome. The government buildings, all our government buildings are patterned after Rome. Okay? And even in Congress, they have the symbol of Mussolini, you know, the axe on top of a sheaf of wheat. Okay? I guess that's what it is. Now, verse 24. "And the ten kings out of this kingdom are ten kingdoms that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be different from the earth, and shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak words against the Most High." Now, both of them do. We find that the beast, Revelation 13, blasphemes everybody in heaven, and the one in Revelation 17 speaks words against the Most High. Now, notice, "and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." Boy, that's the whole history of the church down through the time until America was founded, really, when you get down to it. "And think to change set times." What are the set times? What are the set times? The times that God sets. Sabbath, holy days, Passover, those are the set times of God. The set times and laws, "and they shall be given into his hand until a times, times, and a half a time." Okay? And that, you see, there's the persecution down through time, then there's the persecution right at the end all over again. "But the judgment was set and his dominion was taken away to be consumed and to be destroyed unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven which shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all kingdoms shall serve and obey him." Okay? Now then, let's take our chart. We go to Appendix Y. Look at the right column. What we will do, we will go down the right column and see the fulfillments of it. Okay, or look at the chart, the right-hand column, events fulfilled in history. The Chaldean Empire, which is Babylon, 625 to 538 B.C. The Persian Empire, Medes and the Persians, 558 B.C. to 330 B.C. Greece under Alexander the Great and four divisions begins 333 B.C. and ends 31 B.C. Roman Empire, 31 B.C. to A.D. 476 in two divisions, east and west. And we have, likewise, with the religion, we have the Roman Catholic Church in the west, and we have the Orthodox in the east. We have the Greek Orthodox, and we have the Russian Orthodox. Then we have the three kingdoms which were taken out, the Vandals, the Heruli, and the Ostrogoths. Then we have the setting up of the papacy in a stronger position after that. Then we have, coming down after the Roman Catholic Church, papacy, Roman Catholic Church, imperial restoration of empire by Justinian, 554 AD. And from there, there are seven more resurrections of the Roman Empire, with an eighth one to come. So let's see those. Next one, the Frankish kingdom, beginning in 770, 774, Charlemagne crowned by the Pope, AD 800, the Holy Roman Empire with the German head, Otto the Great, okay, crowned by the Pope in AD 962. Now, I wonder if this will happen with the final beast power, be crowned by the Pope. The Habsburg dynasty from the Austrian head, which we had the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, okay. Charles the Great, crowned by the Pope in 1530 A.D., Napoleon's kingdom. Now, and notice, all of these, when you come to beginning with Napoleon, what did they try and do? They tried to conquer all of Europe over and try, all three of them, tried to go into Russia. Okay? Napoleon did, Kaiser did, and Hitler did. They all tried to control it. Now, we'll see, that's already settled, and people don't even know it. Let's go on. Then the Bismarck of Germany, 871 to the end of World War I. Now, if you watch the History Channel, you can see quite a bit concerning World War I, World War II. And you talk about how bloody it was in World War I. I mean, it was terrible. It was really a slaughter. More soldiers between soldiers. World War II was a lot killing civilians and bombing and burning. Okay? Then the next rise, Germany and Italy, Mussolini and Hitler, 1939 to 1945. Now then, we have the final world government, which we will see. We'll look at that in just a bit. Let's come to Revelation 17. Revelation 17. Now, we've covered the reports, how the Pope has specifically said that God willed for there to be different religions, and they're all coming to the same place. Okay? Every one of these religions believe in going to heaven. Catholicism, Orthodox, Islam, all the Eastern religions have a variation of incarnation and final nirvana, which would be like going to heaven. And they're making overtures to try and work things together. And remember, last week we covered how they're going to build that Chrislam, what are you going to call it, cathedral, temple, whatever, in Abu Dhabi. It'd be interesting to see what happens then. And it'll be interesting to see, will there be the third vision of Fatima? And what will that tell us? All of those things have yet to happen. How far down the road, we do not know. Okay? But here, Revelation 17. The one of the seven angels who had the seven vials came and spoke with me, saying, come here, and I will show you the judgment of the great whore who sits upon many waters. Now, the church is likened to a woman, right? We have that, Revelation 12. The false church is likened to a woman who's a harlot. Okay? She sits upon many waters. Just come diagonally across the page to verse 15. Good lesson. Let the Bible interpret the Bible. Then he said to me, the waters that you saw where the whore sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. And that's exactly what the Catholic Church is. Then you throw in all of the other religions. You know what the Pope said about communism, by the way? He said that communism is much like Christianity. In other words, the same dictatorial system in the Catholic Church is no different than the dictatorial system that the communists have. Only one is religious and one is secular and anti-religious. Now, let's come back to verse 2. With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Isn't it interesting? Catholicism and religion is always involved in politics. Look what we have today. Wherever it is. Now, some of it with the Protestants may be a smidgen better. But nevertheless, they still follow Rome. They claim to follow the Bible, but they do to a certain extent. Just a side comment. Okay? With whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Now, that's not physical fornication, that is spiritual fornication. And those who dwell on the earth were made drunk with the wine of her fornication. You want to know how that works? Look at how people today are going after Christmas. An amazing thing. And they think it's good. I got a magazine on the cover. It says, Christmas begins with Christ. Drunk. When you're drunk, you can't see straight, right? Not true? Okay. Then he carried me away in the spirit to a wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet beast who had seven heads and ten horns, full of names of blasphemy, all of them. Now, this chart that we have in Appendix Y explains all of that leading up to today. And the woman with clothes in purple scarlet was adorned with gold and pearls and precious stones. Okay? Very interesting. Next, why don't you do this? Christmas Mass is coming up pretty soon. Midnight in Rome is not midnight here. So why don't you watch it and look at all of the idolatry that goes on with it? And look at what the Pope drinks out of for the Eucharist. It's a golden, big golden cup. Pearls and precious stones in a golden cup in her hand, filled with the abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And across her name, forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of the harlots and of the abominations of the earth. So lots of times we just look and say the harlots, well, that's religion. Well, the abominations of the earth, part of the fallout of that is all the atheism and agnosticism and all of the terrible things that go on. They are terrible and they are evil. Look at the public schools here in California. They're indoctrinating in them into sexual things in the second and third grade. And the ones who are pushing it are the alphabet perverts. And once they get in control, remember what happened in Sodom when the three angels went down to take Lot out? Why? They about tore down Lot's house to try and get to the three angels. Then they had to make them blind. And then in the morning, the angels took them out, said, get out, get out, get out, you got to leave. And his wife didn't believe. That's quite a story. You know, that must have been terrible destruction that happened, because the two daughters said, look, there's nobody else alive around, so let's get our father drunk and have children so that the human race will continue. See? So, abominations of the earth. I'll tell you one big abomination of the earth, who supposedly killed himself in his cell while no one was looking. Okay? And two things for President Trump. Even if you don't like him, he has stopped an awful lot of this sexual trafficking, and he has helped bring down abortions by about 200,000. Now, that's a lot. Okay? And as we saw with Nebuchadnezzar, God does deal with the leaders, and those who acknowledge God, he will honor. Now, how much Trump does it in his private life, I do not know. But he's still blinded by Christmas and all of this sort of thing. See? All right, let's go on. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Christ. Two categories. Those are the saints who were converted, and the martyrs are those who believed but were never converted. So God doesn't forget them either. And after seeing her, I wondered with great amazement. Then the angel said to me, why are you amazed? I won't tell you the mystery or the secret of the woman and of the beast that carries her, which has the seven heads and ten horns. And the beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss and go into perdition. So this is the last one. And those who dwell on the earth whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the earth. It's not that their names are there from the foundation of the earth. It is the book of life was there from the foundation of the earth. Shall be astonished when they shall see the beast that was and is not and yet is. Now, Dolores and I have talked about this a lot. And she's right on this. The beast that was and is not and yet is and shall come up again can be nothing other than Europe as a geographical and governmental and religious territory. Now, Bismarck and Hitler and Napoleon, they all tried to conquer Russia. But what has happened today? You ever heard of NATO? Oh, we thought that's a good, wonderful American alliance, which it was at the time. But 75 years later, what has happened? All of the territory that those three conquered is now part of NATO or seeking to become a member of NATO. You have Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Ukraine. You have that. Then you have Romania, Hungary, Greece, Macedonia, Croatia. And what's the other one? There's one more. I forget what it is. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Sardinia. Now, all of those are either full members or part members of NATO. Now, what does President Trump want to do? What does he want to do in that area? He wants them to pay more for the military, correct? And what else does he want to do? He wants to remove American troops, correct? All right. Now, what is happening in the UK? Boris Johnson looks like he's going to win in a landslide. So that means the UK will be out of the European Union. Now, they may be temporarily attached to it militarily, but they're out. Okay? So what does that do? That puts the two sons of Jacob, Ephraim and Manasseh, outside of the world system for the time being. So, let me read you what's happening, and you will see that Dolores was right, okay? Which is this. Berlin. Leading German politicians are calling for a more aggressive German and EU foreign military policy in the run-up to tomorrow's Bundeswehr, that's the German army, public oath-taking ceremony. Now, they take that oath every year, and that is quite a thing, taking ceremony. So the Valkyrie ceremony is that oath-taking. So that Valkyrie ceremony is the oath-taking ceremony. Quote, Europe must learn the language of power, says Ursula von der Leyen, the designated EU Commission president, and is demanding to build our own muscles. We must build up our own muscles. Now, that UK is out, who is the power? Germany. The beast it was, and is not. It came to nothing, didn't it? And yet is. There you go. To build our own muscles militarily. German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas proposes the creation of a European Security Council, so it's involving all members, see, with the inclusion of Great Britain. That'll be temporary. Because the targeted army of Europeans cannot forego its armed forces. Berlin has simultaneously approved billions in arms projects. The Bundestag Budget Committee, for example, has approved €500 million to also benefit NATO's spearhead, while the Defense Committee approved the procurement of 80 Leopard 2A 7V battle tanks worth about €1 billion to increase acceptance of the Bundeswehr foreign missions. The Chancellor is calling for support of tomorrow's public oath-taking ceremonies. So what they're now doing is saying, all the German people are cleansed. We have suffered all of this. We have learned our lessons. We want to help build up Europe because they know the United States is going to go. After we leave, that's when the things will start to happen. All right. Following the defense minister, Annegret Kronenbauer's announcement last week of expanding the deployment of the Bundeswehr, where are they going to deploy them? Isn't that interesting? German troops will be with French troops and Italian troops and Polish troops and Ukrainian troops and all of that sort of thing. Okay? Leading German politicians have upped the ante and emphatically called for a more aggressive German and EU foreign and military policy. In her speech to the CDU-affiliated Konrad Adenauer Foundation last Friday, the German capital, designated EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen claimed that soft power is no longer enough in today's world. They're getting strong, right? Europe must learn the language of power. And what is it that you hear? Power makes things work. On the other hand, this means building up our own muscles and security policy. On the other hand, the Union must be more strategic in the light of Europe's external interest. Under von der Leyen, the committee is pursuing its arms build-up for the EU with double-digit billions in euro regarding high-end military capabilities. EU members state need of a full spectrum, land, air, space, maritime capabilities, according to the global strategy for the European Union adopted 2016. Critics keep insisting that financing military expenditures from EU coffers is inadmissible under the UE treaty. But they can just say, well, we'll change that. Now then, let's come and read this again. Okay? Verse 8, Revelation 17. And the beast that you saw was and is not and is about to come up out of the abyss. It's going to come up, and how does Satan always come? With a benefit. Just think of how fantastic that is going to be for the Europeans to actually think that we can all come together with the Pope's blessing and probably the Orthodox leader blessing as well. And we can have our own army. We can have our own everything. We don't have to kowtow to the Americans at all anymore. And America will at first say, oh, that's great. Think of the billions we won't have to pay for NATO, and the billions we won't have to pay for aid, and the billions we won't have to pay for keeping the troops in wherever they are in the world. At first, that'll sound real good. But you look at the morals of the people, and if you don't have a challenge at hand, what's going to happen? Okay, let's go on. Go into perdition. And those who dwell on the earth, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, shall be astonished when they see the beast that was not, that was and is not and yet is. Here is the mind of wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. And there are seven hills in Rome. And there are seven kings. Not only that, and those are symbolic because what happened with every one of these seven kings? Who ordained them? The Pope. Okay. Five are fallen, one is, and the other has not yet come. And that's what we're seeing develop here now. And when he comes, it is ordained that he remains a little while. Now, you tie that together with what we covered last week about the last 7 years. First 3.5 are going to be glorious, wonderful, marvelous, miracles. Everybody's happy. Everybody's doing the right thing. Blessings of the Pope. Governments are getting along. People are loving one another. And then what happens? The king of the south doesn't like it. And he comes after the king of the north, and that starts the cascade leading right directly into the tribulation. So this is quite a thing that's developing. Okay. Now notice. Okay. Verse 12. And the 10 horns that you saw are 10 kings who have not received a kingdom, but shall receive authority as kings for 1 hour with the beast. So that'll be a very short time. These all have one mind and shall give up power and authority to the beast. And they shall make war with the Lamb, but the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Quite a tremendous thing, isn't it? Okay. Now, we can understand this a little more because of the times that we are living in, and we can see that, yes, this is happening. Okay. Now, come back here to Revelation 13. Okay, and here's the beast who comes up out of the sea. Didn't we read that in Daniel? Yes, we did. Okay. Now notice verse 2, or verse 1 rather, have 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. All right, now verse 2. And the beast that I saw was like a leopard from Daniel 7. And his feet like the feet of a bear, Daniel 7. His mouth like the mouth of a lion, Daniel 7. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. Now, what power do you think he's going to have? Now, I've mentioned this a couple of times in the past, but I still firmly believe it's going to happen. The CERN cyclotron underground in Switzerland is probably going to make some sort of fantastic discovery that will give the beast, or how should we say, the European power, who will be personified in the beast, the ability to keep people from making war. So let's read it. And I saw one of his heads, as it were, slain to death. Now this comes right at the end of 3.5 years. First 3.5 years of the last 7 is going to be a marvelous thing indeed. But his deadly wound was healed, and the whole earth was amazed and followed the beast. That's when they give their authority to the beast. He rises up, and now we need to get the whole world ordered together. Okay? And all of these people fighting against us need to be brought down into submission. And they worship the dragon who gave his authority to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast who has the power to make war against him?" Now that will be short-lived. Short-lived. Because what's hanging in the north and the east? And what does China want to try and do? Take over the world. So they're over there. They're seeing all of this. Going to be quite a thing. And a mouth speaking great things and blasphemy was given to him. Daniel 7. And authority was given to him to continue 42 months. Now 42 months then is 3.5 years by month. And so after the deadly wound was healed, he continues for 3.5 years. 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And he was given power to make war against the saints and overcome them. And he was given authority over every tribe and language and nation. For a short time. Then it all falls apart. Now, we can see, so keep your eyes on what's happening in Europe and keep your eyes on what's happening with Germany. And guess who's going over to Europe on what, the 8th of December? Yes, Trump. He's going over there and NATO's going to meet. You know, and look what is in the background when he gets over there. They're going to come up to him and say, "President Trump, you're right. We're going to commit more to the defense of NATO. We need to stand on our own 2 feet." And he's going to say, "You're absolutely right. It's about time you understand it." So right at first, that will look like a wonderful thing. What will it do for America? Well, for a while, it'll make things better. But then what's going to happen in Europe? We'll have to wait and see. So, okay, there we go. Go over the chart, and we'll go ahead and end it here today.
For our overseas offices, please check our website, www.cbcg.org.